Mesachan Nedar Paragalaf Mishnah Beis. Ha'aymer l'chavero koinem, koinach, koinas. Hari elu kinuyen l'korban. We said in the previous Mishnah that somebody who uses a slang term instead of the regular term for a netter, the regular term for a netter is hare alai korban, you say in a certain object. It should be usher on you like a korban. Now if instead of saying hare alai korban, you say hare alai koinem, or hare alai koinach, or hare alai koinas, that also is a netter, and these are slang terms for korban, and these are l'shoinais of the Goyim. The Goyim use these terms for korban, and since the Jews sometimes also use these terms instead of korban, your netter is chal. Cheret, cheret, cheret. Hari elu kinuyim lecher. If somebody, instead of saying, kikar ze alai cherem, this piece of bread should be asra on me, like a cherem, instead he says, kikar ze alai cherek, or kikar ze alai cherek, or kikar ze alai cherek, since these are slang terms for cherem, your netter is chal. Nazik, naziach, paziach. Hare elu kinuyim lenazir. If instead of saying hareni nazir, he says hareni naziach, hareni naziach, or hareni paziach, he is still a nazir, and these terms are used instead of the term nazir. Shvusa, shkuka, nazir, b'musa, hare elu kinuyim l'shvua. If somebody uses the term shvusa or shkuka instead of the lashon shvua, his shvua is still chal. Or if he makes a shvua with the lashon of maisa, maisa is Aramaic for shvua, that also is a kinoy for shvua, and his shvua is chal. Masechet Nedarim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Ha'aymer lo chulin loy oichola. Somebody who says on a piece of bread, it should not be like chulin, and therefore I will not eat it. Now, miklal lav ata shemeya hen, from the fact he says it should not be like chulin, just infers it should be instead like a korban, and therefore it is also. Lo kasher v'lo zeche tahar. Or if he said, this piece of bread should not be kasher, this infers that instead it should be pasul, which is shayach by a korban. Or if he said this piece of bread should not be mutter, this infers it should be usher, which is also shayach by a korban. Or if he said it should not be tahar, this infers that instead it should be tameh. All of these things are shayach by a korban. What he means to say is that it should be usher on him like a korban. V'tameh noiser upigo usher. Or if he says on the piece of bread it should be tameh or noiser or pigo, all three of these isurim are also shayach by korban. So therefore what he means to say is that it should be like a korban, and therefore it is usher. Ka'imra, or if he says that this piece of bread should be like a lamb, what he means to say is like a lamb that is brought for a korban. Kadirim, it should be like a place that houses animals, what he means to say is it should be like an animal that is brought for a korban. Ke'etzim, what he means to say is it should be like karbanos that are brought on the etzim on top of the mizbeach. Ka'ishim, then he means to say that it should be like karbanos that are brought on the edge of the mizbeach. Kamizbeach, he means to say also like karbanos that are brought on the mizbeach. Kehecho, he means to say is like karbanos that they're done is nizrak in the hecho. Ki Yerushalayim, it should be like kashim kalim, which are eaten in Yerushalayim. Nadar be'achad mikom eshamshe hamizbeach, if he says that it should be also on him like the kelim that are used for the mizbeach, what he means is a korban that these kelim are used for. Afal pi shelo hizkur korban, harei zeh nadar b'korban. In all the above cases, even though he didn't say the term korban, this is what he meant, that it should be usher on him like a korban, and therefore it is usher. Rabbi Yehuda oimer ha'oimer Yerushalayim lo amar klum. Rabbi Yehuda says, somebody who makes a netter and says it should be usher like Yerushalayim, but he doesn't say ki Yerushalayim, he says Yerushalayim without a chav, the netter is